Here's a question that is difficult, if not impossible, to answer. How many Iraqis have been killed since the U.S. invasion? 3 years into the war, disorder still makes an accurate count impossible. Some groups do try, and we'll talk with one of them in a few minutes. In at least 4 of the country's 18 provinces, there is no central authority to keep track of casualties. And even where there is an authority, accurate counts are hard to come by. The exception is the overflowing morgue in Baghdad, where bodies pour in nightly. Last month alone, 1,600 bodies were received. The month before, it was 1,400. NPR's Jamie Tarabay introduces us to a man who helps run the Baghdad morgue.
It's Ali Mehen's day off, and he's meeting reporters in the Baghdad office since he can't do interviews at the morgue. The Deputy Minister of Health won't allow it. The overcrowding at the morgue isn't something he wants everyone to see. Mehen says the bodies are piling up.
Yesterday, when I left, there were 47 bodies brought in that day. Mind you, that was until noon. After that, I have no idea how many more came in.
Mehen's been working at Baghdad Central Morgue since 2001, before the end of the former regime.
In
2002-2003, if we got 5 or 7 bodies, it was a big deal. But now, we don't get less than 40, and the numbers are only going up. There doesn't seem to be any end to it.
Things have only gotten worse in the last 2 years, he says. Now the morgue receives 100 or 200 bodies a day, sometimes even more, and the deaths have gotten uglier.
Once I got a body that was chopped into pieces, and some bodies arrive in one piece. Some are brought handcuffed and blindfolded. Some are shot in the head, some in the chin. Some of the deaths are just outrageous.
He and his fellow lab workers have gotten so used to many of the execution-style murders they examine every day that they don't need to do a full autopsy anymore.
The autopsy guys like killings more than drownings because they have done so many. Once they see a body, even from a distance, they know where the bullet came in and where it came out, and even sometimes the number of bullets.
Baghdad's central morgue has run out of space as sectarian violence continues. Mehen says the 14 refrigerators there have room for 60 bodies in each, but workers regularly cram in more than 100 in each. Earlier this month, the morgue choked with the bodies of more than 400 killed. Bodies were laid out in the backyard and on the sidewalk. Relatives coming to claim their dead go into the main office and look at the headshots of the bodies, hoping to recognize their loved ones.
It's a tragedy. Even if they identify them, the bodies change because of the heat. So in the end, they can't make them out. If there isn't a particular sign on the body, what can they do?
Before the fall of Saddam Hussein, the morgue would once a month send unclaimed bodies to the Shiite holy city of Najaf for burial. Now, they typically take 200 down there every week. And the morgue itself suffers the burden of housing too many bodies. Mehen says worms from decomposing bodies crawl into other rooms in the building. The internal sewage system is blocked because of the blood and bits of flesh that fall into the drain pipes.
Every day I expect a surprise. It's my fate. And that's it.
Mehen used to run a sweet shop before he began his current job. He said it took him 2 months to get used to the smell of the dead. It stays on his clothes when he leaves the morgue every day.
I used to take the bus home, and anyone sitting next to me would die from the smell. It's unbearable. So I had to borrow money from my brother to buy a car.
A father of 2 sets of twins, he says he changes his mindset when he changes out of his clothes at home.
You have to maintain a boundary between what you do and your life. When I take off my clothes, that's it. Work's over. I don't talk about it at home.
Mehen says he'll never quit his job. Most of the morgue workers have been threatened by angry relatives as well as militias, but they return to work each day. And if anyone is transferred out of the job, Mehen says they do whatever they can to come back. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.